So the identification with thought forms, the identification with thought as me, becomes more and more subtle as you progress spiritually. You recognize certain very simple identifications, and then more subtle identifications come in. There's the identification with other people's opinions of you, which you adopt, becomes a thought form. What the world thinks of me, am I important or not important? That may shift. One day the world may tell you you're important, and the next day it changes its mind. So many things come into, come form a bundle of thoughts and identifications and patterns. That is your sense of who, that's who I, that's me, me. The mind-made sense of self. And this is, I sometimes call it the old consciousness. That's been the dominant state of consciousness on the planet for as long as we can remember, recorded history, and beyond that, far beyond that, to be identified with that very limited self. And one of the first human beings to discover that cage, that trap, that dreadful limitation, and to see how much pain and suffering this delusion causes, that all you are is a mental story. That identification with thought, to see how much suffering that sense of self causes to yourself, and if you cause suffering to yourself, you make others suffer. One of the first human beings to see that was the person we now call the Buddha, 2,600 years ago. He saw the delusion of what he called self. That we could say is the self that we spell with a small s. But if we now say there is a self with a big, a capital S, that's a, we have to be very careful with statements like that, because very easily another concept forms in the mind with which one can identify. You then become somebody who believes in a greater self that can add something substantial to your sense of self. And most usefully, you can disagree with others who don't share that opinion or that viewpoint, which strengthens the self enormously. If you can disagree with somebody, somebody who does not agree with your mental position, challenges it, questions it, and then you defend it. And an enormous amount of energy goes into the defense of mental positions, personally and collectively. Warfare, collectively. They are defending collective mental positions, not a me, but an us against them. We against them. On a personal level, it's me against all those who threaten me. An amazing state. This is coming to an end now, but you don't need to believe that. We are here this afternoon because something else is arising or is being realized.